All day Friday, the anticipation was high surrounding the same-sex marriage bill, waiting for it to be called. There were rumors about what time of day the bill would be called, about how it had more than the votes needed to pass, about how the votes still weren't there. All day, there was a line of people on both sides of the issue, hoping to get a seat inside the House chambers to watch the debate. There was a rally that was so loud, chants bled through the walls that could be heard at a nearby hearing about guns. Finally, at the end of the day, when it became clear the bill would not be called for a vote, State Representative Greg Harris got a chance to explain.
I rise in regard to the marriage equality legislation.
Harris represents the north side of Chicago. He's the state representative negotiating the bill. And when he spoke, the normally bustling, loud House chambers got so quiet you could hear a pin drop.
Several of my colleagues have indicated they would not be willing to cast a vote on this bill today. And I've never been sadder to accept such a request, but I have to keep my eye, as we all must, on the ultimate prize.
That shouting came from supporters in the audience. Some of those raw emotions of anger and sadness carried over into the halls of the Capitol once the House adjourned without a vote on the bill.
This was cowardice among representatives afraid to take a vote.
Jim Bennett was in Springfield for the vote. He was hoping to get married this summer to his partner of 14 years.
I don't plan that wedding right yet.
Bennett's also with Lambda Legal, a legal service working on issues facing the gay community. He says since the legislature didn't get the votes, he's now focusing on a lawsuit challenging Illinois' ban on same-sex marriage so that maybe judges would allow it. Still, Bennett, like many other advocates, wanted a vote on marriage so that if it did fail, he knew who to blame.
And so that's why they didn't call a vote, because they wanted to hide behind a process that allows them now to go for 6 months without us knowing who it is. But we had every right to know which representatives stood with us and which ones did not.
The only thing worse than voting for a controversial bill is voting for a controversial bill that doesn't pass.
Kent Redfield teaches political science at the University of Illinois Springfield. He says there are some realities of politics that go along with Harris's decision not to call the bill. For one, if the votes weren't quite there on Friday and the bill was called for a vote and failed, advocates would have an even harder time convincing a representative to flip their vote the next time it came up.
You know, we've got this thing in politics where there's nothing worse than a flip-flopper. You know, God forbid that somebody's opinions would actually mature over 10 or 20 years, but those are kind of the standards we apply.
Redfield says the issue could also give Republicans hoping to be Illinois' next governor some trouble. The state GOP chairman resigned recently after telling lawmakers he supported same-sex marriage. And, in fact, Chicago reporters brought it up Sunday with Republican Treasurer Dan Rutherford at his announcement that he's running for governor.
I would look to have seen that perhaps it should have been called.
Rutherford ended the questions before saying whether he would sign the bill if he were governor. Meantime, the bill could still come up when lawmakers return in October, or before then if they meet for a special session. Representative Greg Harris says those lawmakers on the fence wanted more time.
We will be back and we will be voting on this bill in this legislature, in this room. Until that day, I apologize to the families who are hoping to wake up tomorrow as full and equal citizens of this state.
After Harris's speech, representatives, both Republicans and Democrats, gave him a standing ovation for a full minute. I'm Tony Arnold.